Time to talk Mountain City Panther football with Coach Taylor Sandiford. Last week, Mountain City improved to 5-1 with a 44-28 victory over East Atchison. Coach, it was an interesting ball game. East Atchison probably better than a 2-4 record. Let's start with the bad stuff. I called more holding penalties in that game on both teams than I think maybe I've ever done before in a single game.
Especially for late in this season, there's a lot of holding penalties from both teams.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot, especially on some big runs that we had. You know, we'd have some runs where we'd get 12 or 15 yards, but we'd have a holding penalty that'd bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff, you know, especially this late in the season, we got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, and you had some kids, I think it was John Gar. I credit him, man, for staying in there. It looked like he was beat up from the get-go, and every time he turned around, he was gimping around, and then all of a sudden, there he was making another big play.
Yeah, you know, we had some guys get banged up in the game. You know, our center didn't start
mm-hmm.
for us, so we had a young guy there at center. But I thought, overall, our guys did a good job of responding to some of that adversity.
Okay, and I want to ask you about another young man. I don't remember which year he didn't play. Nick Ivey, was it last year or the year before he didn't play?
Last year.
A lot of times when a young man doesn't play football and then tries to come back, it's just not the same. But, man, it didn't look like he ever missed a beat. He is a tough runner inside for no bigger than he is.
He is. You know, that's, as you say, for no bigger than he is, he's a really tough runner inside for us. He does a really good job of staying low, especially with that trap there right up the middle. It's tough for those teams to see that, especially when, you know, they're also trying to stop Creighton Ralph out there on the edge.
Mm-hmm. Creighton had a good game. Kennedy throwing the football. We always think of Mountain City running. We think of the quarterback bootleg. We think about those plays up the middle. And all of a sudden, boom, over the top, there's a Mountain City touchdown pass.
Our guys have done a really good job of buying into the system this year, you know, establishing that run game. And then that just sets up the big plays over the top.
All right, you're 5-1 after that game. And this week, a big one. It's homecoming for Mountain City, everybody's favorite week of the year unless you're coaching football. And Nottoway Valley, ranked number 5-6-0, coming to town. This is a big game, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're a team that finished in the top two of the conference last year. You know, right now, us, them, and Rockport, we're all undefeated in the conference. So it's a big game for us.
Mm-hmm. And how about the health of the team? I mean, the kids, I know it was a hard-hitting game last week. You had to say, as we said, some banged up before the game. How's everybody doing going into this one?
We're working on the guys to get healed up. You know, we've made some adjustments where we need to with guys this week going forward. But, you know, the guys are doing a good job just taking care of their bodies to try to heal up some of those injuries.
Mm-hmm. What about Nottoway Valley? What do they like to do, run it, pass it? What's their forte?
They like to do a lot of passing. They're going to do some bubble screens out on the edge, some quick passes, and then try to get you sleeping on the deep ball. And they really use that the quick screen stuff there to set up some runs up the middle, do some reads off of their runs, and their quarterback pulls it around the edge.
Mm-hmm. Should be a very fun, interesting ball game. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us, and good luck in the game on Friday night.
Thanks, John.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show for this week.